let's put the spotlight on all things local first. Doing good things in our community, keyword, well, maybe local. Local first means people first. Communities thrive when the economy puts people first, I read as your tagline. Mika Staub, marketing manager, always a pleasure. Good day to you.
Thank you so much for having us, Shelley.
Glad that you are here. And who is us in your word? Why does local first exist?
We exist to bring businesses and the community together. We're all in this together, and the more we can work together, the more sustainable our economy will be.
Nice. Thank you for you. Well, we'll talk certainly about an important event in which to attend, and then we'll talk about in general what is happening as we slowly roll into the fall season.
Hard to believe.
Here we go. Headlines do read, Good for Michigan and EB Coaching host a workshop in a few weeks. Of course, to talk about the importance of intentional and healthy communication in the workplaces. And here's where you introduce Evan.
Yeah, so Evan Bernash from EB Coaching International is going to help us lead this workshop. Like our tagline says, we try to put people first, and this is trying to be mindful of the people and the communication that takes place in our workplace.
Great. All right, Evan Bernash, let's talk about you, and let's talk about EB Coaching, and I bet I know what EB stands for.
Yeah, hello. So EB stands for Evan Bernash. And so long story short, after spending 12 years in the space industry in Europe, just like NASA, but in Europe and France, being an engineer and project manager, I transitioned from product development to people development. And that's where it comes in handy, right? Because we're talking about people here. And I started my business, EB Coaching International, which offer different services, one-on-one coaching, mainly for entrepreneurs, small business owners, executives, around leadership, performance, and fulfillment, something we always forget. And then team development, group coaching to help people better, you know, work together, build the trust, and be more efficient.
What brings you to Grand Rapids?
My wife.
Not that I figured that, but it's like, okay. Kudos to her for bringing your talents this way. Did you have to do somewhat of a career change or be recredentialed with this new coaching opportunity?
Yep. When I decided, I had been introduced to coaching in my previous career as a project manager, but when I decided to go all in with that, I did some training and certification with Coach U, member of the ICF, International Coaching Federation. So all that kind of program that I did from here in the U.S.
Yes. And how did you find Local First?
So I was reflecting on myself. I have my own coach. I'm working on, you know, growing myself. And I was reflecting on who I want to support. And it became clear that I wanted to support the people who want to positively impact the world. And that's when I started to ask people, who do you know? And I was told about Local First and Good for Michigan.
And Mika Staub, obviously, those who make choices gathered at Local First and said, bring them on for the Mind Your Business Wednesday, August 21st event. Tell me about the partnership.
Yeah, that's such a wonderful endorsement, Evan. Thank you so much. We love hearing about our how our community is talking about us. So this Good for Michigan program, the purpose is to bring together and educate businesses on their social and environmental impact. Social meaning, you know, people and their relationships. And we're really hoping that businesses and their employees come to this workshop and really take from Evan's advice, you know, how to communicate, because it's really going to make the business more effective and, you know, affect a bunch of different factors as well.
Nice. All right. Specifics then of the workshop itself, and then I'm going to go back to you, Evan, for more details.
Yeah. Join us at Ferris Coffee, the headquarters on the west side on Seaward Avenue. It's a pretty cool facility. They have an educational space and a coffee shop, and you can get all the treats there. Nice. So we're pretty excited to have them host us, and that's going to start at 8:30, mm-hmm. and there will be treats.
8:30 in the morning.
8:30 in the morning, yes.
Yes. All right. Mind Your Business, again, a combination of the Good for Michigan and EB Coaching to present this intentional and healthy communication theme. So let's talk about some goals and intended takeaways. Evan, you want to talk about maybe the triple bottom line here?
Yeah, so the triple bottom line is something, you know, that Local First and Good for Michigan use, and I love that, people, planet, and profit. And so we're going to focus on the people on that workshop, which then influence the profit and the planet. So I like to say rockets are complex. I worked with rockets, but human beings are even more complex. And just to give an idea, you know, we make a first impression in less than 10th of a second in the brain. We make judgment in 10th of a second. In a second, we make conclusions. So there's lots of things happening in our brain. And so what we're going to talk about is based on a new framework called conversational intelligence, CIQ, which has been developed by Judith Eglaser, anthropologist and coach, and by the Creating We Institute. And so it's based on neuroscience. That's why I kind of like that with my background. But just learning how, you know, conversation trigger or activate, I would say, our trust or distrust network in the brain, and how you can use that to have your teams work better together.
Is this what is patented as conversational intelligence? I'm saying we're going to be learning about conversational intelligence.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
CIQ. Wow. Yeah, that's
CIQ.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, just another term in your wallet.
Exactly. We know sure. The EQ, emotional intelligence. That's the next step, which is really interacting with each other.
Tell me, one of your goals, perhaps, to discover what neuroscience research actually shows about communication in most efficient teams, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so we're going to talk about different data from research, like 9 out of 10 conversations miss the mark. The biggest difference between high efficient teams and low efficient team is about communication, more than 50%. And so knowing that the kind of conversation you're having is triggering different part of your brain, and releasing cortisol from the primitive brain when it's unhealthy, or the prefrontal cortex with the oxytocin, which is the bonding hormone, when you're having healthy conversation. That's what I want to teach people about, and I want to have them experience, because it's not so much about understanding it intellectually. So we're going to do some role play and have people experience different levels of conversations, for instance, and just identify or realize that we don't see the word exactly the same way. Even if we use the same words, we actually don't put the same meaning behind them.
Yes.
Yeah, even with the title, I was thinking about this earlier today, mind your business, right? It can kind of seem a little assaulting, right, to mind your business. Yeah. But it's also intended in this way to say, no, pay attention to your business, pay attention to your people,
yep.
Mind them.
Again, the silly, tricky English language.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Don't forget a comma in
some
situations.
Yeah.
You also will experience the impact of different levels of conversation. How about building trust? How important is that to communication?
Yeah. So just knowing how we, like, trust can be lost in 10th of a second.
Yes.
So learning what kind of conversation to have with people. And the first step is just to become aware. Before learning, you know, to do anything, it's just become aware of our patterns.
Mm.
And so just learning how the way you interact can create trust with your teammates or with your clients, and how that can destroy the trust. That will help you have a better, you know, efficient, like, decision making, and then a better bottom line, I would say, in the end.
Yes. And again, much more with your takeaways, but bottom line, create better jobs and work environments. That'll be important in our learning here.
Yeah, because, so I have some examples in mind, but in my past career as a project manager, you know, I can think of situation where things were hidden because of fear, you know, fear from judgment, fear from being fired, fear. And if you can switch to coming from a place of fear, from a place of trust, then you just improve the whole communication, you improve the whole atmosphere and the whole engagement of employees. So then you have less turnover, and then you have a better sustainable culture, because that's what you want to develop at Good for Michigan too.
And we all will look forward to Mondays and Fridays. Mika Staub, again, who do you need in your audience for this Mind Your Business workshop August 21st that morning?
We want business owners of all shapes and sizes and industries, and we would love for them to bring their team so that it can be even a staff retreat. I think it would be a really good exercise to see the whole crew the whole crew there.
Yes. And we don't want to scare anybody away, but this is a workshop, so mm-hmm. it's not a two-hour lecture.
Right, right. There's going to be some interaction, and again, there will be treats.
Oh, I didn't ask about the treats. What's your take-home message, Evan? A summary to get us to sign up.
I think if we can learn to own our humanity and just remember that we're humans and that we need to interact before being a boss or manager or something like that, and that if you can learn to feel anything, if you can learn to have the right conversation, you can do anything within your business.
Did you ever want to be an astronaut?
No.
Okay, all right. EB Coaching, how do we find out more information about you, Evan?
You can go at evanbernache.com, evanbernache.com, and there's all the information and contact info over there.
Great. All right, get us signing up for Mind Your Business Wednesday, August 21st, please.
Yeah, more information for that at good4.org, and you can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Great. Thanks on behalf of your local FIRST, this great partnership for the next upcoming workshop on Wednesday, October 21st, Ferris Coffee Headquarters off of Seward, 8:30 to 10 a.m. Great morning to be had. Thanks, Evan, and to you, Mika. Take care.
Thank you, Shelley.
Thank you.